We all know what today is. Wednesday. That's right, baby. And I got a little diss for this Austin piece of shit bomber that wasn't man enough to face justice and taking out elderly women, teenagers. I'm glad you're dead, you piece of shit, because no one should live in fear of terrorism in our country. That's right. No city should live in fear. So that's my diss Wednesday to this little pussy that killed himself because he couldn't face justice. I had to bring it to a serious note today because that kind of shit angers me. Happy diss Wednesday, guys. Let's go.
Hey, Krabaski here. And I'm drunker than a fiddler's bitch, let me tell you. I was up all night. I was drinking with Angela Kay. I am lit. I am fucked up. So bring it on. Hey, top of the morning. Danny here. I'm here for this Wednesday. I am ready. I'm driving to work. I hate driving. And today's one of those days where I need to take out my frustrations. You know, I'm driving down the interstate, got these motherfuckers behind me who like to flash their high beams because they have an agenda. Oh yeah, they got a fucking agenda. They're in a hurry. We're not going fast enough for them. So, damn it, I sound like Krabaski now. So I'm ready. Woo! Let's do this. Hey, Dr. Notorious, top of the morning. Danny here, and I'm here to diss the fucking drivers on the roads today. Holy shit. Man, is it a full moon? Or is there an asshole convention in town today? Jeez, God almighty. Somebody just cut me off. Stayed in my lane for like 2 seconds. And I cut over to the middle lane again on an interstate. I mean, what the hell is going on today? What, they put idiot pills in the drinking water down here? Holy shit. Man. But yeah, it's insane today. I don't know what people's problem is. Oh man, and yeah, I'm fired up today. It's Wacky New Wednesday on Roasting Chamber Live. So do check that out. I would greatly appreciate it. And I just want to say, fuck all you Florida drivers today. Woo!
Man, come to Ohio, dude. Our drivers make Florida drivers look like professional IndyCar drivers or something. Yeah, we suck worse than anything in Florida. And it snowed today, so, you know, there's going to be 20 accidents. But, you know, there's half that many accidents when it's clear and sunny out because people here don't know how to merge, they don't know how to drive, they don't know how to use a turn signal or a blinker, as some people call it. Oh, my God, it's stupid. Ugh, just can't stand it.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm dissing drivers again. And I shouldn't say all Florida drivers, that's not the case, but you got a lot of these fuckheads that come down from other places that bring all their shitty driving habits with them. We got the fucking old people who go 25 in the fast lane with their left fucking blinker on. And then you got the yahoos who want to do fucking 85 in the slow lane. There's no happy fucking medium. What the fuck? And why can't there be a happy fucking medium? So, fuck you, Mr. I'm in a hurry, I got a fucking agenda. And fuck you, slow pokes in the left goddamn lane with their blinker on. Fuck you!
Holy shit, what's the matter with Danny today? He's making me look like a pussy today. Fuck you, Danny! I'm not coming to work today, by cracky. Fuck you!
Sparty Rand. Don't you hate working with cocksuckers that don't know what the fuck they're doing?
I know what I'm doing.
No, bitch. You don't know what you're doing. If you knew what the fuck you were doing, you would be fucking doing it, wouldn't you? You little mongoose face, wrinkled bag of bones. Just want to hit you inside the head with a fucking shovel and push you into the ground and bury you, because you should be in the ground with the maggots eating your fucking ass. Oh. Hey, fucking stupid people.
Yeah, I too. People, man. Yeah, I got like a communique first thing when I came in this morning. It really pissed me off. That's why I had to walk away and diss out, because otherwise I would have been like, okay, why don't you go get a straw, you know, like one of those big straws you use for like bubble tea, stick it up my butt and start slurping. It's that kind of morning. This Wednesday. Let's do it.
Danny, why the fuck every time you call in, you gotta call in from your fucking car? Every fucking call is you in the fucking car. Why are you always fucking driving? Are you a fucking Uber driver? Is that why you took so long to get fucking home? Are you a fucking Uber driver? Are you a Lyft driver? What the fuck are you always doing in your fucking car? Do you live in your car, Danny? Tell me, why the fuck are you always in your fucking car? Call from the fucking toilet or something like every other fucking person. God damn, I hate when you're always in your fucking car. Damn it. I thought you were at home. Can you guess who the fuck I am? Robot voice, robot. You motherfucker. Fucking Dr. Notorious.
Fucking Robo-Sunning
motherfucker. I can't understand what the fuck you're saying, because you're using that fucking robo voice.
At least
try using a modulation like this, where it changes and it progresses.
And it goes down. And it goes up.
You
fucking pedophile
with a fucking wig
and a cigar.
Sounds fine to me, but then again, I'm listening to it on my iPhone X through my Beats and also my HomePod. So, you know, I have every range of sound because I'm not a broke-ass Spidey Daddy Long Legs biatch and can afford things where you can hear all the different levels. So, can you hear me now? Huh? You hear what I'm putting out now? Little daddy long legs, and pull those old spindly legs off you. Watch it wriggle around on your back.
Spidey heck. The reason I call for my car, which is actually my work truck, is because I have to work for a living. Unlike half these fuckheads in the state, I have to go out and work for a living. So that's why I call for my truck. Well, actually, I'm still in my fucking truck. I just pulled off the side of the road and shut the engine off because I was laughing my ass off at Vinny.
So, Danny, you impractical jokers-looking cock-sucking mer-motherfucker, you want to come at old Vinny Gaga Gooch, do ya? You have no fucking clue what you just did to yourself, little man. Vinny's gonna come over to your house. I'm gonna pull down your zipper. I'm gonna whip out your fucking Vazoo. I'm gonna chop it up into little fucking pieces, and I'm gonna throw it into my fucking spaghetti sauce. Then, I'm gonna take that fucking spaghetti sauce, and I'm gonna pour it down your goddamn throat so you can swallow your little fucking pecker. And I might just leave your balls for the side dish, so you have at least a little bit of prosciutto with the ball juice all in your throat. Don't fuck with Vinny, you fucking schmuck.
Salutations, this is Mr. Turetsky, program manager and attorney for Notorious Jokecast. I want to apologize in advance for today's episode, this Wednesday. Wow. Damn, Danny from the Roasting Chamber, that's 10 times better than Spidey Hex. One more for good measure before I jump on the mothership.
It's puff puff pash, you know. God damn it. Don't you teach you everything? I want to thank all the states that have legalized medical and recreational marijuana. Without you, the joke cast probably wouldn't be as popular on iTunes as it is. So, anyone out there looking to take some of that money and invest it in a podcast that probably speaks to your damn audience, hey, call me up. Hey, lawyer, set that up for me. God damn it. I wonder who donates sponsors. My fucking lawyer is already stoned. 10 o'clock in the damn morning. Wake and bake much? Jesus. God damn it. I'm just walking around. Fucking freezing ass cold Ohio. He's fucking getting high off his ass in Florida. Man, people think I'm stoned anyway. I'm really just tired. And wait. Oh, shit. How do you turn this? God damn it. Fucking gloves.
Hey, Doc. I need to ask you a favor. I got this lady friend in my mobile home complex, you see? And I was wondering, can I borrow your blue wig and your hat and make her wear it? Oh God, that would be hot.
So you want to have sex with a woman, but as long as she looks like me? Hard pass.
So, you want to insult Mr. Daddy Legs, huh? You fucked up again. Of course I can hear you, because you finally took your wife's cock out of your mouth. Oh no, did I say that? Oh, did I hurt your feelings? Did she shoot her load all over your hot beard and bring it down and give it a little hot oil treatment and soften it up for you? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You heard that? Oh, there, you heard that? That's me coming in your ear. Now you can't hear it. You probably hear this. That's because my semen is simping into your brain and going into your fucking mobicles and your mobulators and your mamagills and mamagaggles. And I don't know what the fuck I just said, but you know what? It sounded like cum in your ear when you can't hear. I told you, I'm on a rant. Don't fuck with me. I have nice stuff. Fuck you. This Wednesday, and I'm gonna come at chicks with ugly fucking voices. Yes, you're gorgeous. You're fine as hell. Oh, I want to tap that ass so hard. But then you talk. And as soon as you open your fucking mouth, you go, "Hi, my name's Deborah. My number is 25. No, bitch. Shut up. Oh, please stop talking. Put a fucking gag in your mouth so I can look at your pretty ass, but I don't have to hear you. Because I can only imagine when I'm pumping into you, you go, "Oh, yeah, give it to me." No. No. I'm not giving you shit. What I'm gonna give you is the fucking lozenges, because your fucking throat sounds like you've been swallowing glass and eating fucking Drano pieces of fucking broken glass and broken tile and broken whatever, and your voice is just disgusting. You're scaring the children.
Well, you're scared.
So am I.
Mr. Turetsky, happy this Wednesday again. Taking a cold shower after that one, and that's a real shower, not one of those golden showers like Matty Mo likes. I'm the only one that's squeaky clean here. Not taking a dump while podcasting like Spidey Heck, or shaving my pubes and my armpit hairs like Dr. Notorious, or weaving in and out of traffic like Danny from the Roasting Chamber. Nope, I just don't want to drop the soap, because one of these guys will definitely pick it up for short. If I were to guess, it'd probably be Al Topic. He loves putting his balls in the gutter. But the biggest diss has got to be the manufacturer of this tear-free baby shampoo. Nothing ever hurts more than getting soap in your eyes from these bastards. It's like some kind of cruel, sick joke. God, that burns.
All right, Spidey. Good damn. I don't know if I can top that, man. I think you might win today. You're kind of killing it. You're killing us all. I actually feel a little off today, Podcast Universe. Just a little kind of out of sorts. Was going for epic. And it was epic. I mean, it's been a record-breaking day on the Notorious Jokecast. More people have listened and played and downloaded on Anchor and iTunes, Diss Wednesday than any other Diss Wednesday. Every week it gets a little bit bigger, and I have all of you to thank. My friends, and then all of you listeners and crew members, people that tune in every day. And even if you don't call in or join in, you're listening, and I appreciate it. It helps, you know, it makes me feel good about doing this every day for you. Trying to get the content out there for you. All right. Well, here's who I'm pissed off at right now. First, Anchor. The second episode I did with the call-ins, I was trying to add one, and you made this. I got a friggin', you know, a big, huge iPhone, like the Plus, 7 Plus, 8 Plus, who knows? I get these things cheap. I go to hit the add more, and I hit the pencil with my big fat finger and deleted it. If you're going to let us edit, give us a real edit button. Not some stupid little thing where you can delete the whole thing by accident. Anchor. Another 3.0 mistake. I'd fire those programmers. Seriously. App Store out of paper bag. Jeez. Dissed. Next, the post office. Okay, if I call you and say, hey, I've got a package coming. It's signature required. I don't want to wait an extra day to pick it up. Can I just pick it up at the post office? Then they're like, well, you'll get a card on your door, and then you'll arrange to pick it up. And I said, no, I'm calling you in advance. And first of all, I called, I don't know where, some other country. It wasn't even the United States. The United States Post Office Customer Service is not in the United States. And I was like, no, that's not what I want to do. I told you, I want you to put it in the computer to special instructions, leave it at my local post office, I'll pick it up there. Then they're like, well, no. I was like, yes. And they're like, I can't do that. You have to go online. I said, I did. There's nothing for that online. Well, if you go, no, give me a supervisor. Well, if you just wait and for the delivery to take place. Notorious Rage! Oh, what an outdated, antiquated, everything, you know. Oh, I can't stand people that ship things to the post office. This is why. You know. Thanks a lot to the guy on eBay that's sending me my sword through the friggin' post office. Oh, well. Yeah. So, this Wednesday, still trying to think of something. I'm going to get you, Spidey. Just wait. It'll be the middle of the night. Your phone's going to beep. It'll be me. Maybe I'll use my robot voice that your cheap headphones can't hear. Buy a real pair of headphones. And maybe buy a car that has a decent sound system. You know, get a real job. I'm just kidding. You probably make more than I do. Doing what you, I know what you do. So, that's Dr. Notorious's getting pissed off at the post office and anchor. Dissed! Maybe I'll put it to a rap tune later. Y'all haven't figured out yet. I can't really sing. I performed at Carnegie Hall, if you believe that. I got a t-shirt and a picture to prove it. Not a solo, though. Was not a soloist. Nope. Yeah, drama club, I always got the largest speaking role that did not have a solo. So it was usually the bad guy, the villain, as long as he didn't have a solo. Or they would just take that part out. Because, yeah. Maybe some Tom Waits jazz stuff I could do. Well, it's getting windy. Turning this corner outside. Sub-zero temperatures. Snowstorm I'm walking through for exercise. So I don't get fat like Mr. Turetsky. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, everyone out there on Anchor. Hey, everyone there in the top 100. Guess what? We're coming for you. We are coming for you. Especially, you know, if you are hating on people like us, or you're just hating in general, you know, focus it on this Wednesday. Not every day. Because I see a lot of people's advice as the opposite of it. I see it as condescending. I see it as elitist. I see it as telling people stuff that has absolutely no bearing on their lives. You're not connecting to anyone like you think you are. You are a false prophet, a false guru. And I can't stand those people because they don't know the truth. They don't understand that anyone can tap into the source. And it doesn't have to be through your method. Everyone has a different way of doing things. All the mindlessness, all the meditation, all the yoga. Don't buy into that crap. Don't waste your money. Find what you love to do and do it. Dr. Notorious, out. Hopefully it works this time.
What's going on? This Anchor Paul. Yeah, man, and I'm here to diss fucking Memphis sports, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't watch shit. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even been able to watch the fucking NCAA tournament. You know what I'm saying? The fucking Grizzlies got the worst fucking record in the fucking league. You know what I'm saying? There is no purpose to go to any of these games that are left. These folks are practically giving fucking tickets away. You know what I'm saying? And if they do give some tickets out and I go get some of the motherfuckers, it's going to be rooting for the visiting team like a motherfucker, man, because I fucking hate the fact that I can't root for the teams that I want to fucking root for, which are the fucking home teams, because they fucking suck. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to just get the fuck out of Memphis and get the fuck away from all of this shit. All of it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.